Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle
Warren. So on yesterday's program, we were talking about landing on the moon, the first time U.S. has done it in some 50 years. And this morning on the weekend show, it's up, up and away in my beautiful balloon. That's right, folks. They're tracking another kind of balloon, high altitude. They're saying it's not posing a threat to national security, according to U.S. officials. But really, here we go again. Another balloon after everything. We'll tell you about it here on the weekend edition of the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here bright and early on this Saturday morning. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. Telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959 if you're listening to us live this morning. If you're hearing the program at a different time during the weekend, because it does play at different times in different places. And if you want to send us a direct message anytime during the weekend, if you'd like to comment or opine, you can simply head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message anytime, day or night. And good morning, of course, to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He writes in via direct message and says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 43 degrees and clear skies. Beautiful day today. Have a great weekend and a safe one. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Richard, thank you so much. Yes, Semper Fi right back at you. And we hope that you have a great weekend and safe one as well. And, well, here in Southern California, we had, well, it was close. I think it was at least 80 degrees earlier today. But it has kind of cooled down. It's probably in the low 60s right now, but we've had a little bit of clouds, not too bad. We might have some more rain coming in after the weekend. But while we have clear skies, just like you do up there in your vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, we're going to take it while we can get it, of course. So once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition of the show. We've had a great week of broadcasting, by the way. And I just want to send out my thanks to everybody who's been contacting us, everybody who's been listening, everybody who's been calling in. And we've just, I think we just covered a lot of ground. And, well, we covered a lot of space as well because, again, the lunar lander, it's a robotic lunar lander, a joint venture between NASA and a private company, were able to land on the moon late Thursday. It was kind of, they had some faint signals, and they actually kind of lost communication with it for a time, but were able, evidently, to reestablish that communication via a dish in the UK. But it's there, and it's going to be doing some reporting back and so forth. So it is still very, very momentous, though, as we once again look up and wonder, okay, what can we do in this solar system? The moon, of course, would be a great jumping-off point to go to other places for real, manned missions, crewed missions, as they say, to Mars, but even to go out and find other resources within the solar system. The moon would be the key to this, the jumping off point. And a lot of people say, and I'll just say this incidentally, a lot of people say, well, you know, they look for water. You know, we've had these different missions, the Lunar Prospector and so forth. Well, they look for water on the moon. And in many cases, you know, it's hidden in the craters and so forth. But there is in the form of ice, basically. And what they could do is if they can find big areas of water or large resources, well, water, when you separate the molecules in it, you got hydrogen, you got oxygen, you got rocket fuel, basically, and so that's one of the ways that they can try to live off the land or be able to construct and launch from the moon instead of trying to get out of the gravity of Earth. So that's kind of a cool thing. So we look ahead to the future, of course. I don't know. I do think we need Mr. Scott. He could probably do something about that. All right. So again, let's talk about the up, up and away, my beautiful balloon. This is from CBS News. The U.S. is tracking a small high altitude balloon that is drifting across the country, but poses no threat to national security, U.S. officials in the military said Friday. CBS News first reported that the military was tracking the balloon as it transversed the western U.S. earlier in the day. NORAD, the military command responsible for air defense over the U.S. and Canada, later confirmed it had detected the object and said it was floating between 43,000 and 45,000 feet. Its presence prompted enough concern that command sent aircraft to investigate. The balloon was intercepted by NORAD fighters over Utah, who determined it was not maneuverable and did not present a threat to national security. NORAD will continue to track the balloon and monitor it, basically. NORAD said in a statement, the FAA also determined the balloon posed no hazard to flight safety. It's pretty high, yeah. But one U.S. official told CBS that the balloon was expected to be over Georgia by Friday night. The official said the balloon appeared to be made of mylar and had a small cube-shaped box about 2 feet long on each side. I kid you not, folks, is what it says, hanging below it. Its origins and purpose remain unknown. Okay, I guess it poses no threat to national security, I suppose. But if the purpose remains unknown, and if its function, all that, we don't know what it's doing. But yet again, here we go again. We'll just give it the grand tour, because last time that's exactly what we were able to accommodate the Chinese weather balloon, that flew across our country all through the big sky of Montana. And I'll tell you this much. Again, I don't think, in fact, this can be another campaign issue that can be brought up during the 2024 presidential campaign. Why in the heck would you not shoot that thing down throughout the big sky of Montana? That's why they call it big sky in Montana. They could have shot that thing down. It would have just come down to Earth. They didn't have to crash it into the ocean after it completed its grand tour of our military sites and nuclear facilities and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, again, this whole election can be about leadership and common sense. This is a really good episode to bring back up, don't you think, folks? All right, stay right there. Weekend Edition continues. Kyle Warren with you. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a message. We are coming right back early on this Saturday morning.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Two words, made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It is the weekend edition, and we are officially heading in through hour number one here, everybody. Weekend edition, 3 hours long, a little different than the weekday edition of the program, but nevertheless, so we continue to be to just have the program be chock full, of course, of all kinds of great stuff. We'll take a look, of course, at some of the big stories of the week, by the way, here on the weekend edition. We'll also talk about some other things that are happening in between now and yesterday's show. But once again, welcome, everybody. We're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. Telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of Kyle Warren Show. com if you'd like to leave us a direct message or send us a direct message, I should say. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening to AM 860 The Answer, our home station in Tampa, Florida. Everyone listening on AM 930 WLSS. And, of course, everybody listening along the GCN network. GCN, of course, works very hard for the program. They distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the nation, and we want to thank them. And by the way, folks, you can always head over to gcnlive.com. That's gcnlive.com, and you can pick up the live stream for this show Monday through Saturday, of course, and they've also got all kinds of other great shows that you can check out as well. And people find the program, of course, by finding gcnlive.com, so we're very happy about that. So head on over there if you'd like to pick up the live stream, and if you'd like to hear this program on your local radio station. You can call that station. You can tell them to contact GCN. They can also leave us a message, or you can leave us a message at KyleWarrenShow.com. We'll be sure that it gets forwarded properly. And so, again, folks, welcome back. It is the weekend edition. And, you know, we talked about the balloon, so we'll see what happens with that. Maybe they'll wait until it does something else before they shoot it down with a million-dollar missile or something like that. But I kind of think if the fighter jets can get up there and get it, they could probably just, I don't know, maybe use their guns to shoot it down. But at any rate, the judgment against Donald Trump continues to reverberate. And I'm talking about what happened in the New York courtroom. I got to tell you, this is not going to go away anytime soon. This is not the kind of news story where suddenly, well, it was kind of here, and then, well, in other news, you know, no. This one is, as I said, this is reverberating, and it is doing so because it's not just your garden variety get Trump kind of a development. It really, really isn't. It's being framed that way in the media. It's being shown to us to be, well, this is the prosecutor, Letitia James, and they found this fraud, and they're exposing it, and no one's above the law, blah, 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 right? Well, it turns out, as we've been playing, we've got another clip here in a moment from Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, of course, of Shark Tank fame. He has absolutely carried the torch on this. And I think for very, very good reason, to a very, very good result, demonstrating to the big world that what's happened in New York City is an absolute miscarriage, it's an absolute travesty, it is an absolute textbook example of when you just want to ruin your political foes. And you can call it deep state, you can call it, the left agenda, you can call it, anybody who's, sort of in the tank for the far left, the Democrat Party elite. Call it whatever you want, because the result is the same. It is a total destruction using the levers of power in order to accomplish that. And people see through that. And again, if we were reading about this or hearing about this in another country, maybe in another time, we would all say, yeah, that is so corrupt. Boy, I tell you, if I lived back then, I lived in that country, I'd tell them what to do with themselves, because this is so corrupt. And now we are witnessing it directly in our own nation. As a matter of course, not really even as a just, well, this is kind of an oddball, eccentric development. No, it's not. This is big time. So, this from Yahoo Finance, Grant Cardone is less than pleased with the ruling against former President Donald Trump, in which Trump was ordered to pay $355 million in penalties plus interest. If Trump were to pay the full amount of the penalty today, it would cost him roughly $450 million. In a post on X, formerly Twitter, of course, Grant Cardone said, "Dear Cardone Capital Team," so Grant Cardone, of course, is a big-time investor and so forth, he says, "immediately discontinue all underwriting on New York City real estate. The risks outweigh the opportunities at this time. Recent political decisions will continue to deteriorate price and benefit states that don't have these challenges. Focus on Texas and Florida." Well, this is pretty serious stuff, right? Cardone's comments echo what Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, as I was just mentioning, said in a recent interview, calling the decision to fine Trump unjust, appalling, and un-American. Now, how does that, by the way, that last description, how does that sit, do you think, with some of the media types, right? Un-American? What are you talking about? I mean, Letitia James, she's out there crusading to save democracy. Fannie Willis is crusading to save democracy. We heard her say that on the stand. Oh, well, God, this is about these people, they're trying to steal our democracy. Et cetera, et cetera. And boy, I tell you, not even just 10 years, or I should say, not just, 50 or 500 years from now, but right now, that's already a tired cliche, isn't it? You know, sometimes I think, you know, if you look back 500 years ago, 400 or 500 years, and you look, well, in Europe, they got some of these city-states, and they do this and that, and they raise armies against one another, and they get rid of their political opponents, and they, and, you know, and they, it makes for smashing dramas, right, if you're kind of into that kind of thing. And, but 500 years from now, what's it going to look like? Of what's happening to Donald Trump. What's it going to look like when you're able to muster this kind of stuff in the media, focus the narrative, and kind of take out your political opponents in this manner? And people are going to, they're going to see right through it. But here's the thing. Here's the secret, right? Here's the secret. We're seeing right through it right now. That's the thing. And so programs like this, hosts like myself, you know, we're here, you know, sort of, you know, calling from the rooftop that, you know, something is seriously wrong here. It really, really is. O'Leary said, the fact that he was found guilty, you might as well find guilty every real estate developer on earth, O'Leary said. I like how he included the whole earth. That's right. In fact, on the other side of the break, because we don't have time on this side, we'll hear some of this audio, Kevin O'Leary on CNN, and the CNN interviewer, absolutely, I just think taken aback by the fact that he would talk about the idea that the process of valuing property is, fairly universal in the sense of the back and forth, the dance that occurs between the developer and the bank who might issue a loan to construct a new building and so forth. And, you know, they play a very, very sophisticated game, and they play it at a very high level, and they play it with a lot of experience and know-how. But what's being presented to us, in fact, you'll even hear the interviewer say, well, don't you think it's better if, you know, people know that somebody's out there protecting them, you know, from fraud, and, you know, they, you know, banks want to do business with companies they know are not defrauding them about the value of the stuff. And Kevin O'Leary's like, what are you talking about? I think he wanted to look at her and say, do you even know how this process works? So you've got, of course, Grant Cardone saying, you know, everybody, no more underwriting in New York. That's awesome. I mean, and by that I mean that is, you know, it's all encompassing. It's a huge deal that this is actually, that this kind of thing, you'll hear this call, you'll see other investors, and you know why? Because as I said, it's not a one-off, we're just trying to get Trump, so please, you know, bear with us while we pervert the legal system. Please bear with us while we try to subvert every single thing that makes America America in terms of trying to go after somebody, indict them, and send them off to prison for a million years. This is a big, big, big deal, folks. Stay right there. Weekend edition continues, folks. I can't believe the time's already starting to go by super fast. But you know what? That's what we do. That's that's our job. So stay right there. We've got a lot more to tell you about. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The Harris County Medical Examiner's Office in Houston determining the cause of death for 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. The ruling, homicidal violence with blunt head trauma. The girl's body found Tuesday submerged in the Trinity River. 42-year-old Don McDougal held without bond in the Polk County Jail charged with capital murder. According to a recent study published in the American Journal of Public Health, over 40% of Americans have a connection to someone who has succumbed to a drug overdose. President Biden offered his sympathies to the family of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny. The president met in San Francisco with Navalny's widow and daughter just days following his passing in a Russian detention center. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is a cool song, right? That helps kind of get that weekend vibe going. That's pretty good because it is the weekend edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much more to tell you about, talk about as we head through the weekend edition this morning. In just a little bit, part of hour number two, right before the top of the hour, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're going to talk to Denise about this weather balloon or whatever the heck it is floating over our country at this moment. We also want to talk to her this morning about China-sponsored hacking. There's been some leaks about this, evidently, so we're going to ask her about that. And, of course, also, what's going on with the Houthis? And evidently, the Houthis keep firing stuff all the time. And it begs the question, how many strikes does it take to stop the Houthis? I think that's a legitimate question. You know, I don't think that question gets old, but what does get old is that these Houthis keep being able to do whatever it is that they want to do, and we just keep shooting the stuff down. So I don't know. I mean, you know, it just seems like we need like a tiger team or something that will say, how do we stop these Houthis? Actually, I think our military knows exactly how to stop the Houthis. And so, you know, the Tiger team's kind of a little silly thing that I threw in there. But the idea is this. I think our military knows how to stop the Houthis. And you have to pull a Donald Trump. You have to say, you know, call in the military commanders and say, okay, ISIS, I want them gone. I want them done. I want them out the door. You know, I don't want to hear from them anymore. We have no use for ISIS. And I think you could say the same thing about the Houthis. You know, especially, I mean, if they're constantly doing things that they obviously shouldn't be doing. Let's just put it that way. So once again, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. We got a great message. This from William in Denver. And he says, because we're talking about, of course, in the last segment, about how the media forms its narrative and they go after their political foes. And in this case, of course, the perversion of the legal system against Donald Trump. So he writes in and he says, who do you believe? Lying Joey, the lying media, the lying government, your lying eyes? Respectfully yours, William in Denver. But at any rate, I appreciate it so very, very much, William in Denver. Thanks for the message. Really do appreciate it. Yeah, and that's the thing. What they do tell you to do, not just even in this case, but others as well, they do tell you, do not believe your lying eyes. That's exactly what they say. And no matter what that's about, whether it's about any other political agenda that they're trying to do, oh, no, the border's fine. The border's secure. It's all good. You're creating a problem by even saying that. And then, of course, later on, well, there is a problem at the border, but it's not our problem. We inherited a broken system, and it's really the Republicans who are making this. I mean, it is the Democrats. I know that. But the Democrats say it's the Republicans. Once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be a part of the program this morning. Operators are standing by. Biden's job approval is edging down to 38%. This from Gallup. Democrats' ratings of the president's handling of immigration in the Middle East and Ukraine situations worsen. Americans' approval of President Joe Biden's job performance has edged down 3 percentage points to 38%. Just 1 point shy of his all-time low and well below the 50% threshold that typically led to re-elections for incumbents. And, you know, it's so funny because we hear people talking all the time about Joe Biden's accomplishments. And I for the life of me, I don't know what they are. I mean, other than the really bad implications of the Biden administration, which we could enumerate. But is this an accomplishment that he's almost getting down to his all-time low? See, that would also be, I guess, technically, that would be an accomplishment, don't you think? Yeah, I'm in a rare mood this morning. There's just no doubt about that. Let's head over to the telephone lines. We have John in Nyack, New York, giving us a call this morning. Good morning, John.
Yes, Kyle, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, good morning, John.
Yeah, you were talking about the Houthis.
Yep.
And this is the classic O'Biden warfare. You know who sponsors the Houthis, don't you?
Well, Iran, that's true. Yeah.
Yes, they're backed by Iran. The people that O'Biden gave $6 billion to recently. So they're going to be shooting missiles till the end of time because they've got $6 billion to waste on missiles. So now we have to shoot down missiles that we pay for. So once again, we're paying for both sides. And not only that, but the missiles that they make could be made really on the cheap. I believe that in Gaza, they were making them with like sewer pipes. So they're very inexpensive. But do you know how much technology it takes to shoot down a missile?
What's that?
We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars each missile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time.
So they take pot shots at us with low technology, low cost, and we have to use the most expensive technology in the world because to shoot down a missile is very hard to do. And once again, we're paying for both sides. You gotta love it, Kyle.
I know. No kidding. No kidding. And also they use attrition because they can make a lot more of those missiles, and it takes a while for us to replace ours because they're so sophisticated.
Once again, you're right. I'm sorry, I got to run because I'm at work.
Hey, well, thanks, John.
Thank you for the radio show. You're doing great. Keep it up.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Take care. We'll talk again soon. All right. Thank you so much, John in Nyack, New York. And kind words really make my day. They really do. Thank you again, John. I appreciate the call. Appreciate the sentiment. And, yes, I think we're on to something here on what's happening with the Houthis. Yes, that's exactly right. And they can produce these things, and they can, because anytime when you're in a situation like that, if they can overwhelm you or overwhelm the system, and it would take a lot, I know that, to do that to a carrier strike group, but still in all, it's wearing you down. That's part and parcel, even in terms of what the left's agenda is, even just in terms of political attacks, not to mention these actual real-world attacks we're seeing from the Houthis. But again, President Biden's approval rating now down to 38%, and again, it's just shy of his all-time low. But there's this other key phrase in that Gallup article that they said. It's well below the 50% threshold that's typically led to re-election for incumbents. So, again, what this means is that again, you know, Joe Biden is struggling in so many different ways. And the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, of course, are going to be looking, and they are looking very seriously, at starting to get some kind of replacement. But I do think that they're in a quandary on that front as well. Who are they going to get? Some people say Michelle Obama. She's got star power in her name, obviously. But also, of course, one of the consensus, it seems to be out there, is that it would necessarily be Gavin Newsom. Well, either way, I'd say, you know, bring it on, especially if it's Gavin Newsom, only because, Gavin Newsom has so many things to answer for in California. Right now, it's not under the microscope that it should be, anyway, but that it also would be in the throes of a presidential election. So Gavin Newsom may not be sort of the knight in shining armor that they kind of feel that it would be. But once again, we've even got these donors now. They're concerned about Biden. This from Fox News, President Biden's reliance on his notes to give detailed answers at private fundraisers have left some donors worried about his viability, according to a new report. Biden is prone to consulting note cards after calling on pre-selected donors. These aren't reporters, but donors who have questions at the closed-door events, according to Axios. Biden's reliance on note cards to help him explain his own policy decisions on questions he knows are coming is raising concern among some donors about Biden's age. And I don't doubt it at all. In fact, this is one of the reasons why. Now, they will say, we don't want Joe Biden to debate Donald Trump. Even if Donald Trump becomes officially the nominee and Joe Biden's the nominee and the conventions are done and they're going to get out there and have their debates on the campaign trail, they're going to say, we don't want to give Donald Trump a platform because he's trying to steal our democracy. But it's really this, because he can't actually talk about things the way Donald Trump can or the way most other political actors can. So they know that this whole thing is getting exposed. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Weekend edition, and it is flying by. And as Trucker Ron, I'm so glad he pointed it out yesterday on the program. We're going by. If you see something just going by at warp speed, that's us. And just latch on, come along with us. We're glad to be along on the ride with you as well, especially our great truckers out there all across the country. And we love to hear from you. And we heard from Trucker Ron yesterday, and we also heard from Driver Mike as well, called in and was talking with Frank Salvato yesterday morning. So we really do love to hear from our truckers out there because you keep America going, and it is our great pleasure, our privilege to be riding along with you all through the overnight hours. And if you're listening on the weekend edition, whatever time you're out there rolling along, we're glad to be with you. All right, so it is time now, as many of you know, to play our first song of the program this morning. Then we'll take a quick look at the national weather scene. But we got a great song this morning to start off with. And, we do get requests. We get a lot of requests, and we really do love that. And sometimes people simply say, play more this artist or that artist, that kind of thing. Well, this definitely falls into that category. This morning we got a great one from the late, great Tom Petty. This is a great song called I Won't Back Down. Breakers. I Won't Back Down. And I'll tell you, you know, with the music video with that song, you've got George Harrison, of course, the late, great George Harrison, Ringo Starr on drums, Jeff Lynne also in there as well from ELO. You know, kind of Traveling Wilburys kind of a thing going on there, but it's definitely Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. One of the things, by the way, too, I really love about Ringo, and you know, throughout the many decades now, you know, Ringo kind of gets a bad rap. And it's really unfortunate that some have tried to give him a bad rap, I think. But Ringo is so talented that it's almost off the charts, I think. And because his playing, the way that he interprets the song, you know, and I heard a clip of him the other day where he talked about, you know, he'd be sitting, you know, at the drum set, you know, he'd sit there during the sessions and, you know, John and Paul are pretty much, you know, they're, you know, working out the next thing or whatever. If they're in that kind of a session where they're kind of jamming. So he said, I'm always have to be ready. I always have to kind of be ready to get going with it. I think he's one of those drummers that listens and then kind of plays to it. He doesn't really impose anything into it. I think he really does interpret the song. And I really, really like Ringo's playing, because it's very distinctive, by the way. And that's one of the great marks of musicians. You know, you could say, well, you know, play this like Billy Joel. Okay, now play it like Elton John. And I think there's some real distinct differences. that would go on there. But anyway, enough of me. I'm going on about this kind of stuff. I'll do this all day, by the way, if I'm not restrained from it. But let's check out our weather here. This from the National Weather Service as we head into this weekend. We've got precipitation chances pick up for the Northwest, the Pacific Northwest, and Northern Rockies through the weekend. So watch out, listener Joan. You might have to batten down the hatches. We've got a chilly Saturday from the Ohio-Tennessee valleys to the northeast. Light precipitation chances from the Great Lakes to the Carolinas. We have a mild early spring-like weekend for much of the central and western U.S. as temperatures soar as much as 15 to 25 degrees above average. That's really something. So, and again, we'll have some of those chances of precipitation picking up after a dry Friday, increasing moisture and northwesterly flow over the Pacific Northwest. Northern Rockies will bring increasing precipitation chances on Saturday. Some light to moderate higher elevation snow showers are forecast for the Olympics, Northern Cascades, and portions of the Northern Rockies. More widespread, heavier precipitation will begin to pick up by late in the day Sunday ahead of an approaching stronger upper-level trough. Heavy snow will continue into early next week beyond the current forecast period for the Cascades and Northern Rockies, with winter storm watches now in effect. So, again, a pair of cold fronts pushing through the eastern U.S. today and overnight will bring some chillier temperatures to the Ohio-Tennessee valleys. Highs will be in the teens and 20s for the interior northeast, northern New England, and 30s and 40s from the Ohio-Tennessee valleys through the mid-Atlantic and southern New England. While not quite as cold, temperatures will also be below average for the southeast, with highs ranging from the 50s in the Carolinas to the 60s near the Gulf Coast and low 70s into Florida. All right, elsewhere, most of the central and western U.S. will be dry with mild above-average temperatures. The greatest anomalies will be over the plains on Saturday, spreading into the middle Mississippi Valley Sunday, where highs 15 to 20 degrees above average will feel more like early spring than winter. What day is it again? And we have an extra day, by the way, this month, February the 29th. We've got a leap year this year. This is supposed to be like a little bit further down the line. But I'm sure that people will enjoy, the shirt sleeve weather that they might be able to enjoy in that part of the country. All right, folks, it's time to climb up to the top of the hour here, concluding hour number one. But hour number two is right after your top of the hour news, and we hope that you can stay with us. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message, by the way. You can do that anytime throughout the weekend if you're hearing this weekend edition of the program. And we encourage you to join us throughout the week as well, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, of course, stations along the GCN network. You can always pick us up anytime at GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you're finding us, and we're glad that you're letting us know that you're finding us. It means a great deal, because as I always say, this is the best job in the world, and I really do have you to thank for that. It is really my pleasure to be able to come on and do this program, and I'm glad that you're enjoying it. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Hour number one is now in the books.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.